We're now waiting for the developer to come back with his study, which he carried out on the structure, a structural report that he is. So I've got a commitment of the CEO and Director of Services at our next monthly meeting in October that they will be coming back informing us exactly what they're doing and what they can do. But at the end of the day, we need the owner and the developer of this property to step up to the mark. Long enough, the people of Ballester have been suffering this eyesore. And I suppose what's really annoying people is, because you go back years ago, this was an old mill built on the foundations now where this building is, and that had character, it had a lot of history, and a lot of people from Ballester worked in that mill, and there's a lot of passion about it. And we're not happy that between that this is dragging on. So as I says, we're moving on. It's a slow process, but Sligo County Council is doing everything in their powers. So what we need now is we need the developer to show a little bit of respect to the people of Ballester and the Sligo County Council and work with us to see can we get this addressed once and for all.
There's talk locally, isn't there, Councillor Healy, of potentially knocking the entire building and turning it into the site, into car parking facilities, etc. Is that really what the community want in Ballester, or is there a hope that perhaps maybe the apartments could actually be refurbished?
Well, it all depends. See, the thing about it is, what we want is one thing. What the owner is going to do with them is another, and that's what we need to find out. We need to find out exactly what his plans is with it. We know that they offered some of the buildings to, we were talking about 70 apartments. They offered some of them to Sligo County Council, and Sligo County Council at the time says that they had reached their social housing quota in Ballester. So we don't know what the intentions of the developer is. So we need to find out exactly what he is, what he's going to do. And I mean, he has to pick up the can here. Sligo County Council are willing to work with him and help him in any way they can. And that's what we do as local authorities. And I, as a councillor, I've left my door wide open for any interaction or anything that they want as well. So what we want is, at the end of the day, we want to get a solution to the problem. If that means knocking the building well and good and putting in a car park and maybe an area there for people that can go and enjoy after all the years it is. If it's the case that they're going to develop it, then let's move on and get it developed. And